time now. Only retreat or surrender or death.
Well, that's an easy choice for us, Arcadian. Spartans never retreat. Spartans never surrender.
Go, spread the word. Let every Greek assembled know the truth of this.
Let each among them search his own soul.
While you're at it, search your own.
This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that gives you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance.
Over 4 years and going strong, with over 400,000 downloads from over 9 countries and 5 continents, I'm Greg Swanson, and this is the Warrior Mind Podcast. Find out more about Warrior Mind Coaching and Training. Please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. Greetings, everyone. Hope you enjoyed last week's podcast with Doug from AQR talking about mental toughness. And it was really great to understand that there is some science behind mental toughness. There's some measurements and there's some actual data behind it. It's not just a vague concept. And speaking of data, we're going to talk about data today a little bit. Not data from Star Trek, but data as far as you can't improve what you don't measure. But before we get into that, would like to welcome all the first time listeners. I hope you'll find the information here helpful in achieving your goals and in your personal development plans and developing that mental strength of a warrior. If this is a repeat listener, thank you very much. Appreciate your loyalty, spreading the word, and for all of your feedback. So we're going to talk a little bit today about you can't improve what you don't measure. I'm a big proponent on goals, and it has been determined that, you know, all mentally strong, mentally tough people have goals. The best, the most successful people set goals. And goals is an important part. And what stymies me is that we all know it, but why don't we all do it? We know that successful people set goals. We know that mentally tough, mentally strong people set goals. We know the top achievers set goals. And I think part of it is that when we set goals, one, we either maybe don't believe in them, but two, we don't know how to measure our progress. And this gets back to you can't improve what you don't measure. And many people talk about goals as, oh, I want to have more money, or I want to lose weight, or I want to feel happier, or I want to be in a relationship, or any of these things. And the key here is we need to be able to put some data next to it. And even though some of these things may be more emotional, we still want to be able to measure it. And how we measure these things is we're going to know how we are improving on these things. And so you look at some of the industries out there, they're so massive in measuring. So like health and fitness, right? When we get down to it, if we hire a trainer, we're going to measure our body weight. We're going to measure our body fat. We're going to measure how many pounds we can lift at so many reps. We measure these things, and it's amazing how when we start to measure them, we start to improve them. Because specifically for myself in CrossFit and general lifting, when I track my weights, I know what I did last week. And so in order to improve towards a higher goal, I either need to go up in weight or go up in reps, and sometimes both. But if I didn't track it, if I didn't write down what I did the week before, I might guess. And so then I, you know, after 2 months, I'm going, why aren't I making any progress? Well, first, we don't know if that's true because I may not have been tracking it correctly. And then two, if I'm not making any progress, it's because I don't know what I'm doing, so I'm just staying where I am. This is true also in business and in sales, right? We have a set quota, or we have a dollar amount that we'd like to make, but we don't track how many clients or customers we're contacting. We don't track how many follow-ups we're doing, or add-on services. So if you're selling something, you know, are you adding on anything to it? So we don't track these, but we wonder why we're not making our quota, why we're not making our sales, why aren't our customers happy? Well, how often are you following up with them? How often are you sending them thank you notes, you know, those type of things. And it's, if we don't track it, we can't improve it. Sport is another one, right? Sport is so data intensive. Baseball, football, whatever it is, you look at it, sport is very, very intensive with it. And the good players in any sport track what they're doing during practice, and they improve the results during practice. So when it comes time to game, they're able to perform at a higher level. So part of my, I mean, this is just known facts that the people who excel in these, the people who lose the most weight or who get the strongest, track their results. Go to the gym. Look at the people who are really doing well. They'll track their results. Look at the people who are doing well in business and sales. They're tracking their results based on their effort. So the more, so they don't focus necessarily on the results, but the result is a byproduct of the effort. So then they go look at what is the effort I need to put into whatever I'm doing, health and fitness, sport, sales. What is the effort I need to do to get the results I want? And this is the only way that we can track it. So the question is, when it comes to personal development, how are you tracking yourself? How are you measuring? So, you know, you may be out with some friends and they going, how's your personal development going? Oh, it's going great. Well, how do you know? And it may be that you have a better outlook on life. And it may be, you know what, but if you don't track it, so part of that personal development, right, would be how many negative thoughts are you thinking today? And then how many positive thoughts? And it might be easier to count the positive thoughts because we have so many negative thoughts that automatically come in there, right? Dr. Amen calls it your aunt's automatic negative thoughts. And so we have those so often. It may be easier for you to count how many positive thoughts did I have today? And when you can count how many positive thoughts you had, then you know you're improving. And the same thing comes to mental strength, right? And mental toughness. We know that the four C's of mental strength is control, challenge, commitment, and confidence. That is control. Do we feel we have control over our life, and do we have control over our emotions? The next is challenge. Do we see things as a challenge or a pain or an obstacle? And then with that challenge, when we get a result, do we think of ourselves as a failure, or do we think ourselves as just learning? Commitment. Do we make goals, and do we finish what we start? Confidence. Do we have the confidence in our ability, and do we have the confidence to stand our ground when somebody challenges us? These are the four C's of mental strength. And one of the things with mental strength and mental toughness, which is a byproduct or a subset of personal development, you cannot, absolutely cannot get mental strength by listening to a podcast, by reading a book. You have to actually participate in it. You have to have activities. That's why in my online program, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior, I give specific exercises for you to do. Experience it so that you can start to improve your mental strength. But then how do you know you're improving? Well, this is where the MTQ48 comes in, the mental toughness questionnaire, which I now have included in my online program, is that you're able to take a mental toughness questionnaire and know where you sit in your overall mental toughness, to know where you are in control, challenge, commitment, and confidence, and then work on those areas and come back and take the test again after 6 months and see how far you traveled. This is the only way you're going to know. This is the only way is getting this data. We keep data. If you're good at keeping this record, you know, if you're in health and fitness and sales and sport, you keep record of these things. So you're improving. Why not keep a record of your mental strength? How do you know? And maybe you don't want to use the MTQ 48, or maybe you don't want to enroll in my program, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior, but somehow you need to track your progress. You need to be able to put it down and say, here's my goal. How do I know I'm making progress towards this goal, specifically when it comes to mental strength and attitude? Because with the physical stuff, the weight loss, the strength, the sales, that's all hard data. But if we don't have a way to measure ourselves in improving our mental strength, then we're just guessing. Then we're filling ourselves up with Pollyanna, pie in the sky. Oh yeah, I'm doing great. I'm doing wonderful. And then you get back home and cry yourself to sleep. So without knowing for sure that you are improving. Without knowing that for sure, you may not be improving. You may be improving, but wouldn't it be wonderful in order to track your mental strength improvement, just the way you track your health and fitness and your sales? This is what the MTQ 48 is, and this is why I've included it in my program, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior at No Extra Cost. So you can go to warriormindtraining.com, get lifetime access to the program, go through the program, do the exercises in the program, take your mental strength assessment, and you'll know where you stand. And even if you don't take it back, even if you don't come back and take it again, you're at least able to know where you stand. You have a starting point. It's like standing on the scale. Okay, I'm 300 pounds. Now what? Well, now what I've been doing to get here has to stop. I have to do something else. So with that, we just wanted to emphasize that, you know, if you don't measure it, you can't improve it. And we often fool ourselves by saying that we're making improvements when we don't have any proof of it. So think of yourself as going to a courtroom, and there's a lawyer there and a judge is there, and saying, hey, are you making improvements on your mental strength? Sure I am. Prove it. Prove it with data. Not just that you're feeling good, because we can feel good one day, we can feel bad the next day, but how can you prove it? And this is what my mission is, to help folks, people improve their mental strength so that they can reach their full potential. So there's always another goal behind the goal, if you will. And this particular case is, how can you reach your full potential if you don't have the mental strength to persevere, to go through these things, to have this passion in life, to persevere and to push through these challenges that are going to come up there? How are you able to reach your peak performance? How are you able to reach your full potential? Well, this is why the mental strength is so important. So with that, I hope what I'd like to challenge you to do is enroll in the course. Go to warriormindtraining.com, enroll, and go through the process. If you don't do that, then I encourage you to develop a scale, a model of 1 to 10. Think of some things like, did I set clear goals today? Or did I make progress in setting clear goals today? Did I make progress on my goals today? Did I do my best to be happy? Did I do my best to be fully engaged? Did I do my best to do the best I can? You know, ask questions like that and rate yourself on 1 to 10 at the end of every day and see how you're doing. But somehow develop a program, a process where you can rate yourself on your improvement. So that's your assignment for this week. And I'd love to hear back from you. We'd love to get some feedback from you on this podcast, on future podcasts, on topics that you'd like me to cover. And you can do so by going to warriormindcoach.com/blog, look for the Contact Me tab, and send me a note or a voice message.
Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind podcast. If you like what you heard, please tell your friends and subscribe at warriormindcoach.com/podcast. Also, make sure you sign up for the Warrior Mind newsletter and check out our blog at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.
I am not a warrior. Very soon.